This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, November 17th. God's word for you today is by yourself. Our scripture reading is taken from Mark chapter 1, verse 8, and it says, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. God wants to baptize you anew and afresh with the Holy Spirit. Years ago, I was ministering in northern Nigeria to a group of students who had questions about the Holy Spirit. So I said to them, I will answer all your questions from this book, the Bible, but promise me that you will believe God. And they agreed. They had a lot of questions, most of which we have already answered in the past few days. And at the end of that meeting, I did not lay hands on any of them. There was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The students were on fire, literally, jumping and praising God without any limitations. It was a mind-blowing experience. When I started speaking in tongues, even though I cannot remember what my tongue sounded like, but I remember having an experience where the Holy Spirit took me deeper and changed my tongue. The Holy Spirit is so powerful. To live a limitless life, you must engage the Holy Spirit. One of the currencies of attracting Him is thirst and hunger for Him. Acknowledge Him. Begin to thirst for more of Him. So we're going to look at a couple of reasons why we should desire the Holy Spirit and why we should thirst for more of Him. You may even be baptized in the Holy Spirit, but you need a fresh touch. You will get it in the name of Jesus. As we press into these things in the Word of God, I pray it births an appetite for more of the Holy Spirit in us. The first is praying in tongues brings forth the revelation of God's plan for your life. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2 says, For one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men but to God, for no one understands or catches his meaning, because in the Holy Spirit he utters secret truths and hidden things, not obvious to the understanding. When you are praying in tongues, you are bringing forth God's hidden plan for your life and destiny. It is so powerful. I can tell you stories of times when I just sit praying in tongues and it is as if I am birthing God's plan, the next move, direction of God for my life. People come to me as a Christian leader to find out what God's plan is for their lives. Do not get me wrong. Yes, God can speak and confirm. But it is important to mention that the role of pastors and Christian leaders, even those that are prophetic, is not to be diviners. A lot of people have what is known as a herbalist diviner mentality, and it is sad. Christians do not want to put in the time to seek God. They just want someone to pray and fast for them. Then tell them what God is saying. No, that is idolatry. Our job as Christian leaders is to train you to download God's plan for your life by yourself. Let us pray. Father, as I pray in tongues, reveal your plans to me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.